Florida students don't have to take a foreign language to graduate from a public high school, but the state's public university system does require at least 2 years of study in another language in order to be accepted. And Margate Democratic Senator Jeremy Ring says why not broaden the language offerings? Instead of the usual suspects like French or Spanish, why not something like Python or C++?
Whether you're going to politics, it doesn't really matter, sales. You need to have a technology understanding in order to compete in life and in order to compete in a professional environment. So I've always believed, in stronger than ever now, that computer coding and technology is really more of a liberal arts than it is a STEM.
Code runs the world. It's what computers run on and how TVs operate. And at Leon County's Sale High School, it's hopefully the ticket to a big win in an upcoming robotics competition.
I'm Jason Burdick, teacher at Sale High School. I run the robotics program as an after-school activity and also teach a robotics class and lead mentor for the Octopirate Robotic Club.
And you are?
I am Ron Moore. I am the lead programmer for the Octopirate Robotics Club.
The group's 3D printer is whirring away as it turns PVC pipe into a red Lego-like piece that will be added onto the robot the students are building.
These are our front manipulators. So this is where our ball intake comes. We grab the ball, we sandwich it between these two jaws.
This vehicle, with its 8-line green rubber wheels, square-framed steel structure, and vertical scooping arm, has been designed to roll, climb, and grab. The Octopirates are in the final days before their project gets packed up and sealed and sent off to compete. There's not a class dedicated solely to coding, and many of the Octopirates, like Rom, are self-taught.
I mean, I mostly learned on my own, and I took AP Computer Science, and then from there, I've taught myself a lot of higher skills.
Jeremy Rings, Senate Bill 468, requires the Department of Education to have a coding course in place by the 2018-19 school year. The proposal is also getting kudos from Silicon Valley and, more specifically, Microsoft Chairman John Thompson. Thompson says coding is a skill that's becoming increasingly necessary for students, and he asks, what's wrong with letting kids try it out?
And so if you had a chance to take coding, and coding triggered a thought in your mind that, gee, I can do this and do it well, and it has the long-term consequences of a career in technology, mm-hmm. which right now are some of the highest-paying careers in our country, why wouldn't you do that? I think that's a great idea.
But it's not all props for coding in Florida.
The Florida Bureau of Labor Market Statistics for 2023 projections for new job openings say that over 300,000 will require world language skills as opposed to 48,000 for computer coding.
That's Linda Markley of the Florida Foreign Language Association. She says coding is not the same as a world language. But Sale High School Octopirate Alexander Olson says not only is coding relevant, it's vital.
Because it really is a whole nother language, and I would have much rather learned something like this back when I was in middle school than learning Spanish for 2 years that I already forgot half of, and that was only 2 or 3 years ago. And I think this would have stuck with me a lot longer, and it would have been something I was a lot more interested in.
And Senator Ring insists it's not an either-or proposition. He says coding is not about creating new engineers. It's an essential skill people need to have to navigate changing technologies. And he argues if Florida were truly serious about its foreign languages, it would need to start kids out at a younger age in immersion programs. But until then, Ring believes there's room for both. For the Southern Education Desk, I'm Lynn Hatter.